On today's episode of VR Coven, Sony surprises no one with PS5 VR. A veteran studio announces a new VR dev fund. Epic seeks to be more meta-human than human. Upcoming titles, currently playing, and more on VR Coven.
You create the narrative.
I am meta-human.
Let me ask you, does a machine like yourself ever experience fear?
Hello, hello, hello. I am Michael Leonard, your host for the afternoon, evening, or morning, depending on when you're coming to me. It's been a while. I hope that you've been having a lovely week and technically month since we last spoke. I had some unexpected matters to attend to over the past month, and the whole time I've been thinking about how much I miss putting on the headset and experiencing new worlds and then talking about them with you. So this episode's going to be packed with a lot more news than I might have done a month ago. Let's just jump into it. Lo and behold, Sony has finally announced its next-gen VR for PS5. This is coming to you according to Kotaku. Fans of Sony's virtual reality efforts have been wondering what was to become of console-based VR with the launch of the PlayStation 5. Today, the company announces that a next-generation virtual reality system is in the works for the PS5, but it's not going to launch this year. There are no images of fancy next-gen headsets or screenshots of upcoming VR games, just a simple text post on the PlayStation blog letting everyone know that the days of having to order special adapters to use the PS4 VR To use PS4, PSVR, that's a mouthful, on the PS5 will one day be over. The only technological advancement mentioned is the incorporation of DualSense technology and the new VR controllers. This is both unsurprising and surprising at the same time. See, I would have assumed that VR, being somewhat of a hit on the PS4, would have been a higher priority to get it onto the PS5, maybe even close to the launch date. But what Sony's telling us is they are a long ways out from implementing it. And I think that what that'll probably end up showing is a dip in the VR market, a little bit of a lull for people on consoles. Because honestly, if I bought a PS5, if I was able to find a PS5 and I had PS4 VR, I probably wouldn't go through the hassle of buying a separate adapter. I've been through the runaround with PlayStation in the past, and there are excessive adapters. They're almost on the edge of being a Nintendo when it comes to the amount of peripherals they sell for their console. And I can almost guarantee, actually, you know what? I'm not going to guarantee. I'm going to look it up right now. Let's find out. PS4 VR adapter. I'm going to guess it's about $60. Well, they look like they might be free. That's nice, actually. I take it back. The PlayStation camera adapter is free when you submit your PSVR serial number through Sony's website. So, if you own a PS5 and a PSVR, now you know if you didn't already. All you need is your serial number to get a free adapter. In other news, InDreams announces a $2 million fund for VR devs looking for a publisher. This is coming to you according to RoadToVR.com. The studio says it's looking for VR games that embrace the immersive high-agency potential of the medium, which essentially means only true VR natives need apply. That's editorializing. InDreams says that in addition to providing development funds, the studio is also capable of offering publishing support, market knowledge, data insights, first-party relationships, and game marketing and sales experience. Additionally, InDreams says it can provide QA, localization, production, and technical design consultation. Well, this is fantastic. I don't know how much I have to add to this news, other than it's just another sign that publishers and developers are seeking out new and innovative ways to impress people enough to get them to buy into VR. With the amount of headsets that are out now and the amount of headsets that are coming out between the PS5 VR and offerings from Samsung and Facebook, the amount of consumer level VR headsets are going to make the difference between this continuing to be a niche hobby and something major. And while $2 million might not seem like a lot for a developer, especially a high caliber developer, I imagine that an indie developer with very few members of the team can do a lot with that. We're going to be actually looking at a few indie games and experiences later on in the show that could be the way that this goes in the future. Oh, you heard it at the beginning of the show, and I am excited to talk about it now. A sneak peek at MetaHuman Creator, High Fidelity Digital Humans Made Easy. Now, this is coming directly from UnrealEngine.com. Creating truly convincing digital humans is hard. Yeah, no kidding. It takes a huge amount of time, effort, and skill, not to mention costly equipment and staff. There have been some great examples running in Unreal Engine over the past few years, from fictional characters like Senua and Siren to digital copies of Andy Serkis and Mike Seymour. Companies like Three Lateral and Cubic Motion have led the field in creating performance capture-driven 4D animation. We're proud that both of those companies are now part of the Epic family. I'm going to stop reading just for 1 second to point out the fact that Epic just continues to eat. I would not be surprised if we see an Epic VR headset, if it's not their own proprietary hardware. It'll be a partnering, but knowing how Epic operates, it will be their own. If not in creation, in name. Creating one high-quality digital human is difficult and time-consuming. Scaling that effort to create many diverse digital humans of the quality required by next-gen platforms and high-end virtual production is a formidable task indeed. That's why today we're incredibly excited to offer you a first glimpse of MetaHuman Creator. Oh, let's break down what we're seeing here. MetaHuman Creator is a cloud-streamed app designed to take real-time digital human creations from weeks or months to less than an hour, without compromising on quality. It works by drawing from an ever-growing library of variants of human appearances and motion, and enabling you to create convincing new characters through intuitive workflows that let you sculpt and craft the result you want. As you make adjustments, MetaHuman Creator blends between actual examples in the library in a plausible, data-constrained way. You can choose a starting point by selecting a number of preset faces to contribute to your human from the diverse range in the database. So essentially, the way that it's looking is they are constraining the ability to create outlandish and wild characters. It reminds me a little bit of Black Desert Online, where you could create absolutely horrific looking characters with a robust amount of character creation and options. You can select from around 30 hairstyles that use Unreal Engine's strand-based hair or hair cards for lower-end platforms. There's also a set of example clothing to choose from, as well as 18 differently proportioned body types. When you're happy with your human, you can download... That's a weird thing to read. When you're happy with your human, you can grab it from a box next to your computer. You can download the asset via Quixel Bridge, fully rigged and ready for animation and motion capture in Unreal Engine, and complete with LODs. You'll also get the source data in the form of a Maya file, including meshes, skeleton, facial rig, animation controls, and materials. This is possibly going to blow the lid off of character creation. If it is absolutely as simple as they're stating it is, and it creates believable characters, there's a good chance that the uncanny valley side of gaming is about to become a lot more confusing, but a lot more convincing. The characters that they've shown off in their highly curated video are impressive, but until people get their hands on the product, there's no saying what it's actually going to provide. It's kind of like when you watch trailers for a game that looks too good to be true, and then it comes out and it technically was too good to be true, and a lot of the features were cut out, and a lot of the graphics that they showed off were dumbed down to appease the lowest common denominator on computer systems or on consoles. I'm not talking about Cyberpunk. I'm not talking about Watch Dogs. I'm talking about both of them and many more. But we'll see. This is exciting because it'll save people time and money, and it'll allow them to focus on the game mechanics, the storylines, and what makes gaming actually resonate with people. You know, speaking of character creators, I was recently introduced to the character creator that was recently rolled out for VRChat at vrchat.readyplayer.me. Essentially, what you do is you take a photo of yourself on webcam, or you can upload it yourself, and then the program analyzes your facial features and tries to create a replica of that. Now, if you want to see what my replica turned out to look like, you can find out on Twitter at VRCoven. It wasn't spot on. I think a lot of it got right and it looked fine, but has a little ways to go. Specifically, you'll see if you see it. It added a lot more hair than I have, and the developers of it, of the program, Wolf3D, were great sports when I shared it. They said, "You look great. Love the hair." Yeah, me too. I would love to have that hair in real life. Not white, though. I'm teasing too much. All right. We've actually blown through this news rather quickly. We have one more to go. Popular VTubers headline upcoming VR concert on Oculus Quest. Popular VTuber personalities of Hololive Production are jumping into virtual concert platform VARK to headline a killer VR concert series. And with well over 1 million YouTube subscribers between the both of them, the show could end up attracting hundreds of thousands of viewers. VTubers are online entertainers who use anime-inspired avatars generated using specialized computer software. The now very popular trend began in Japan in the mid-2010s, with the majority of VTubers being Japanese-speaking YouTubers or live streamers. Since then, the VTuber scene has grown extensively, with more than 10,000 currently active VTubers entertaining people across the globe. This is according to VRScout.com. I personally will not be attending this digital concert, more than likely. It's not necessarily my style of music that I enjoy listening to for an extended period of time with a bunch of people, probably artificial people, screaming in the background like it's an actual concert. But I do love the prospects of it. I think this is something that we're going to see more and more in abundance in the coming years, especially right now with everyone in a certain state of lockdown or isolation. We're going to see a lot more people flocking to these digital events that allow them to feel a little bit more like they are out in public with other people. And it's going to blossom with the amount of people who want to express themselves or appear a certain way that they might not in real life. I myself wouldn't mind trying this out. Probably using something other than the software that most VTubers use to make themselves look like anime characters, but I think it's an exciting development and it's the way of the future. It's gonna pull a lot more people's eyes and attention toward stuff that they may never have been able to attend before, or at least experience. All right, let's bounce out of news and land on something a little more exciting. Some upcoming VR games that I spotted in the wild, using Steam primarily to discover them. These games are coming out in the near future, it would seem. First of all is Arden's Wake from Penrose Studios. In this game, according to the developers, the sea levels have risen, and a young woman and her father live in a lighthouse perched atop the ocean's surface. When he goes missing, she must descend deep into the post-apocalyptic waters previously forbidden to her, embarking on a thrilling journey of family history and self-discovery. winner of the First Lion for Best VR in the Venice Film Festival, an official selection at the Tribeca Film Festival, Penrose Studios is reinventing the way that we experience VR. I would say keep an eye out on this one. I would love to experience more scripted, tight, movie-like experiences through my headset. And this seems like it's going to be one of them. From the trailer, from the screenshots, I love the art style. I love the way that it feels, the way that it resonates already. I'm definitely going to be keeping my eye on this one. On the flip side, we got Hyperdash from Triangle Factory. Hyperdash, according to the developer, is a VR multiplayer team-based shooter. Makes smart use of dashing, sprinting, walking, and rail grinding to get around the arenas fast and lethal. Huh? Is that the end of the sentence? Hold on now. Make smart? Yep, that's it. The game is so high-paced that they didn't have time to finish their sentence. Maybe that's reason enough to hesitate on this game for some people, but in my opinion, it still looks like a hopping good time. It looks like it captures a lot of what makes fast-paced first-person shooters appealing, and I'm terrified of the implications for motion sickness, but a lot of developers take the time and care to make sure that people aren't vomiting as they're flying around a stadium. But we'll see on that one. I'm going to give this one like a medium excitement. Comes out February 25th. As for games that I've been playing, one that I would love to recommend right now is Uphold the Realm from Alkaline Development LLC. According to the developers, Uphold the Realm is a VR tower defense game that lets you take command of your wargame style campaign map to interact with levels and manage towers. When you're ready, shrink down onto the table and use your archery skills to defend against the oncoming hordes. So the game is in early access, so I expected a tidy amount of bugs and was a lot more forgiving because of that, and as well as maybe if the content isn't as finished as it should be. One of the first things I thought of when I learned about the capabilities of this new age of VR was being able to strategize and control massive amounts of soldiers or defensive units from above. As far as I'm aware, nothing has really scratched the itch of a good solid RTS or turn-based strategy game where you're this god or sergeant watching over the assaults. Let me know if you know of any, but Uphold the Realm gets pretty close to that. You know, the fact that it allows you to dive down onto the battlefield and assist in the defensive, that is pretty cool. But at the same time, when I didn't feel like doing that, I hovered over the proceedings and I watched the enemy storm down the pathway, which you ever notice in tower defense games that the enemy always follows the same exact path. Like they have to follow the road. That's not very rebellious. That's not very rebellious at all. But I got to watch them assaulting my castle and my turrets defending it. And that was a nice relaxing thing to do. It's got quite an extensive amount of different maps and areas that you can move to within this table. Essentially different levels. But as with almost anything in early access, my one critique is that I would like more variety in the enemies and the experience. Obviously, I'm assuming they'll be fleshing it out over an extended period of time, but it was a lot of fun to play, and I expect to play a lot more of it. Oh, what am I diving into this week? Mental Hospital VR, more Uphold the Realm, and Organ Quarter. Heavily weighting it in the horror VR games this week because I'm hoping to traumatize myself as much as possible. But that's enough about me. What are you playing this week? Let me know on Twitter at VRCoven. Send an email to vr@embercoven.com or send a message through the VRCoven anchor page. That's HTTPS. No, I don't. That's anchor.fm/VRCoven. Send me a message about anything you want involving VR or anything in general. I would love to hear from you. Now, if you want to support the show with a little bit of cash, you can do so over at ko-fi.com, which is ko-fi.com/embercoven. Or you can support us directly on Anchor FM, anchor.fm/vrcoven. I hope that you're having a lovely week, and I hope to see you next week, whether of your own volition or my schedule panning out. Once again, this has been Michael Leonard of VR Coven, and I hope to hear from you again soon.
This podcast is part of the Ember Coven.